Chris Bowen has now joined us, the Shadow Treasurer. I was hearing right-wing commentators, shall we say, in the lock-up there, talking about this as though it was almost a Labor budget. Was this the budget you would have brought down?
Far from it, Mark. Good evening. There's a lot of similarities between this budget and the last. When you look at the measures in the last budget, there's only really two that the government has walked away from, the GP tax and pension indexation. There are a whole range of other measures, $80 billion worth of cuts to health and education, still there. $100,000 university degrees, still there. And cuts to the family tax benefit, still there, and now linked in a ransom note, turning the budget papers into a ransom note, to childcare changes. So this is far from a budget that the Labor Party would bring down. This budget fails two tests.
A ransom note. Basically, you're saying they're trying to blackmail the Senate. What's going to happen
in
the
Senate? And Australian families. Well, our position is very clear. We won't be voting for cuts to family payments. Other parties can make their own announcements, but our position has been clear, consistent, and will remain so. But this budget fails both tests. It fails the tests the government set for themselves to reduce the deficit. Under this document, it shows that the budget deficit over 4 years has doubled compared to Joe Hockey's budget just 1 year ago, and it fails the test that we set for a plan for growth, plan for innovation and jobs for the future.
But what about this big, potentially enormous stimulus to small business?
Well, of course, that's welcome. A lot of these measures are reverting to the pre-election position. We had an instant asset write-off.
Regard it as a bit of Keynesian economics, really, couldn't you?
Well, it is remarkable that this was a measure first introduced by us during the global financial crisis to stimulate demand at a time of great global uncertainty, and the government has gone back there. That shows you that they're quite worried about the situation. But on small business...
Remember what they said about stimulus packages then. They attacked you for things, some of which did happen. This thing will blow out. It will be... You don't really know where it's going. These stimulus packages are not sufficiently targeted.
Well, it does indicate on their behalf a strong degree of concern, I think, about economic activity. And as I said, we had an instant asset write-off. They reversed it back to $1,000. They've now today increased it to $20,000, but with a two-year limit. Now, that will lead to the situation where businesses bring forward a lot of investment. And when we had it in place, it was, of course, an indefinite arrangement, which meant the businesses could plan. So you will find some lumpiness here. I hope the Treasurer knows what he's doing, but, of course, we support more tax support for small business.
Do you have the relationship with small businesses that they do? Would you have been able to bring this in?
Well, we did in office. I mean,
Not 20,000.
Well, we had 6,500. We had an election commitment to take it to 10, and they took it back to 1. And we, of course, had a proposal to reduce the corporate tax rate, which a party called the Liberal Party joined with a party called the Greens to block in the Senate. So for Joe Hockey to get up there today and to trumpet a reduction in the corporate tax rate and an instant asset write-off, both measures he either blocked or reversed, shows massive hypocrisy.
But now you are going to be the party which is going to be going on doing the blocking in the Senate.
Well, there are some measures we'll support in this budget and there are some measures we'll oppose.
And what will be the makeup of the Senate in terms of the crossbenches after this? You know, presumably both sides go wooing those crossbenchers.
Well, Mark, it's a brave politician who predicts a vote in the Senate. I've been around too long to do that. I know that every vote in the Senate will be judged on its merits, and it will be a varying, roving contest between the contest of ideas in the Parliament. I am not going to predict that. All I can do is speak on behalf of my party. We have a clear and consistent position on a number of matters. There are matters in this budget which, of course, we need to consider further, which we would be open to consider, but we need to do some consultation. Of course, in any substantial, serious document, that's the case as well.
Chris Bowen, thank you very much.
Very good to
talk
to you.
Chris Bowen is the Shadow Treasurer.